history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. I've just killed the coffee cat.
I was just going to say that. I was like...
I held off for as long as I could, do you know what I mean? But
you know, when I gave you that coffee, I thought maybe he won't drink it. Maybe out of the kindness of his heart, he'll let the cat live on.
Well, eventually it would have dissipated.
Would it though?
You just gave it a less...
We'll never know now.
A less painless death.
A little quick shout out to Lauren, my daughter. She's having a listen and
hello,
got
Lauren.
Involved
Lauren.
On Facebook and that. I'll show you the photograph of it on Friday.
Lauren, if you ever come up here, I'll make you a
cat
coffee.
Yeah.
In a pink cup, please. Yeah. Right.
What's happening on the Mind Trench this morning?
Now, remember when we talked about pointing?
A couple of weeks ago.
Someone actually asked me, why do some people talk with their hands and others don't?
Is this what you were saying? This is something that you and I do? I'm pointing
very
dramatically.
I just got to tell you, if you saw me and Rachel talking to each other from a distance, you'd think we'd come up with a new martial art.
Yeah, that's true.
Like that Brazilian one, you know, it's...
See, I don't really do that, do I?
Well, that's why I said I wanted to look at you. And that when you did is when you told me how you made that coffee. And all of a sudden...
But that's because I had to point at the whiskers and stuff.
Yeah, but you still got animated. I'm trying to build you up here because
As a gesticulator.
Anyway, according to psychologists, our hand gestures are helping you express your thoughts more effectively. Hand gestures are really a powerful aspect of communications from both the speaker and the listener.
All right, so you can get a lot out of the gestures alone.
Dr. Carol Kingsley-Goman, body language expert and author of The Nonverbal Advantage Secrets and the Science of Body Language at Work.
Blimey.
Good book. Cartoon was really good. And The Silent Language of Leaders told me, actually she didn't tell me, she told the Huffington Post. But when I say she told me...
I think stick with you.
It
she
makes it
you.
Sound like yeah, I've yeah. really got into this. Anyway, she did a study of a conference last year and found that the most popular viral speakers use an average of about 465 hand gestures.
During
their speech.
Wow, that's quite a lot.
It was nearly twice as many as the least popular speakers used. So, you know.
So it kind of helps engage people in what they're saying.
Other researchers have found that people who talk with their hands tend to be viewed as warm, agreeable and energetic. I'd agree with that.
Okay, well, that seems quite...
I feel like this is a dig at me, Rob.
Yeah,
it's
while those who are less animated are seen as logical, cold and analytical.
I don't say you're cold, but you're very logical. He's got a very logical brain.
Yeah, if I was on Star Trek, I'd want you there.
Because
you'd sort things out, as you do all the time. Hand gestures help us take what's in our mind and make it more intelligible to others. Gesture is really linked to speech, and gesturing while you talk can really power up your thinking.
I reckon that, like, I think everybody does use gestures to a certain extent, but some people use them. I find I use them when I'm on the radio a lot because I'm trying to, illustrate what I'm saying.
I've been witness to you doing an interview
on
your own.
Which is ironic because it's radio.
That's right, exactly. But I think it helps me be like energy, radio.
Gesturing can help people form clearer thoughts, speak in tighter sentences, and use more declarative language.
Oh.
So that's what you're saying. You're sort of almost winding yourself up to, right, I'm so into this. This is what I'm doing now.
Rob's literally using the winding up hand gesture and then fist pumping. It kind of, they're sort of just like extensions of what you're saying, sort of, aren't they?
A brain region known as the Broca's area is at least partly responsible for this. It's connected to speech production and also active when we wave our hands.
Do you reckon
about.
That's why they named that
Broca?
Yeah.
I was thinking that.
Maybe it is.
I reckon that's where that comes from.
We gather info from others' body language as well as from their specific words. Hand gestures often underscore the important points while someone is making a lot of this process sub. A lot of it is processed subconsciously.
Right. Yeah. So, I think that's the other thing as well. Is I feel like people use hand gestures a lot when they get really animated about something.
Yeah. So,
when Tess was talking about cat coffee before, you know, you're explaining the process, and so you're swept up in it, and so you're using your hands to sort of illustrate that as well.
That's right. So their gestures, your gestures, automatically become more animated, and they look more enthusiastic.
I'm going to stand by the reason I used gestures there was simply to point to the parts of the coffee. But look,
that's your logical brain.
I'm not cold.
You're not cold. No,
I just made you a coffee with a kitty face in it.
Sorry about that.
Rob, you're ungrateful.
But that's not cold. What kind of cold person would make a coffee with a cat face in it?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, true.
You're warm and logical, Tess.
Maybe I'm debunking your research today.
Thanks, man. No. Cheers.
Mythbusters.
Their gestures are bigger, so they must be really into the topic. So if you're
waving your hands around. Yeah,
so that's why we do it.
I find that really interesting because everybody does it and they do it in such different ways. And people, you know, you can recognise people from a distance by their hand gestures. I've got a friend who's got very specific hand gestures and I can pick her out of a crowd miles away, even before I can see her face, just from the way she's moving her hands around, you know?
I think it's how do you tell the difference between hand gestures and dancing?
Music.
Does this mean if you've got lots of hand, like you use lots of hand gestures, do you reckon people dance like that as well? You know, like people dance like the way
they dance, right?
Yeah, everything's a form of dance if you think about it like that.
I wish the listeners could see the way Rob's looking at me right now.
All right.
But it's like, okay, if you saw Rachel from afar and you didn't see her face, you couldn't see that her mouth was moving, you'd think she was dancing.
But
maybe
weird dancing. But
okay,
you know.
Well, this is a new theory then.
Okay,
I'm going to get in touch with that lady from the Huffington Post and tell her it's all rubbish. You're dancing.
If you guys want to get Rob to look something up for you, then send us a text 5395 or 309-3879. I'd love in the future, Rob, this has made me think about all those weird old Victorian languages of like the language of fans and the language of flowers and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That might be my request for some future Mind Trench.
Also, I feel like my hand gestures are more like I will quite often like fiddle with the headphone cord or something.
That's like a...
So what's that? Yeah.
But that's just... No, that ain't a hand gesture, is it, really?
That's just...
That's just because you're bored or something.
I don't know.
Hey, thanks for that, Rob. Hand gestures. Everybody's just waving their arms around in the studio.
I didn't know. You're not. I retract that statement. You're one of the warmest people I've ever met.
Oh, thanks, Rob.
I can't believe you just.